All right. Now, going into that break, I mistakenly said that we would see Congressman Harley Ruda tomorrow. It's actually Saturday that he's going to be here, which is why I've got Dan Carasino in studio to straighten me out on all of this stuff. Dan Carasino's with Congressional Communities. What's going on?
Hey, well, thanks, first of all, for having us on, Ed.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, we were on your show, I think, back in October.
Right.
Just as we were getting this thing started. And really, the whole goal of this thing was to connect communities to their Congress member.
Right.
And we've had a lot of cooperation with Congressman Ruda's staff. They've met with us. They've attended some of our meetings. We try to meet monthly. And we've been able to get Congressman Ruda to come to our next meeting, which we're very excited about. It's exactly what we're trying to do.
That's fantastic. His predecessor wouldn't even take phone calls, as I recall. And you certainly couldn't meet with him. You couldn't find him in public anywhere talking about anything, and certainly not answering questions to his constituents. This is great.
Yeah, and I'll give former Congressman Rohrabacher a break on that one, in terms of there was no congressional community approaching him, and we try to be nonpartisan, or we are nonpartisan.
Right.
We don't associate by party. We just want whoever is elected to be successful.
Right.
I mean, our congressman succeeds, we succeed.
Right. And so, first of all, when you were here several months ago, and I told you, I said it's a noble cause. It's a noble effort, because as the constituency, we feel sometimes we're lost in this giant pool of incommunication. We can't communicate with them. It's just too big a pool. So congressional communities, the goal was to like break down these communities into scores of 100,000, let's say.
Well, to take districts and to make them the size that's actually stated in the Constitution, which is, as it turns out, between 30 and 60,000 people. And one of the things, we've made a lot of progress since October. The biggest challenge of this is actually creating the boundaries for these communities.
Right.
And then sometime in the next week or two, we'll be passing the halfway mark for, we'll be at over 218 districts that we'll have mapped out.
Right.
And then it's just letting people know about it. We're pretty confident that when we start showing people that they can get their member of Congress to actually come to their community and talk about issues that are important to them, that this thing will really take off.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've done is we've come up with a survey. There's this really great website called GovTrack, where the guy ties stuff into issue areas that track legislation. So, and we asked people what they think about it. We found that out, and we started discussing issues important to the community.
So we can follow a piece of legislation from its inception until...
And you know where things are all the time.
Okay.
The guys, I've spoken to the gentleman who's doing it. It's really a brilliantly laid out website, but it's just tapping into all there's a lot of good things our government does. And one of the things they do is they track information really well. And they make that information available. And he ties into portals that the government updates daily. And if you want to know what's going on any subject under the sun, you can find it there. But we use that organization that he used to come up with a survey for people. So if people go to our website and contact us, we can tell them how to take the survey and let us know what they think about things.
Are you finding that now that we're getting deeper and deeper and thicker into an election season, that more people are starting to pay attention?
This has been a really interesting time to be doing this, because people have been paying attention
for a couple of years now.
Yeah. There's a very heightened awareness of politics, perhaps not all of it for the good right now. But people are definitely following things. And yeah, it's funny. The issue we're having is we've been able to start in Laguna Beach. That's sort of been our charter group, and it's taken off really well, and we expect to have a very good turnout.
Right.
at the meeting. But other people, there's so many, really right now the only way people think about getting involved in politics is either to join a political group, to join some sort of campaign, or to have some issue that they're very passionate about and join that. There's really somebody who doesn't really associate by party, and I think more people now identify as independents than anything, or somebody who isn't so passionate about a particular subject that they want to go dedicate a bunch of time to it. Somebody who just wants to follow it and meet with their congressman, there's nowhere to go.
Right.
And so we're trying to provide that, fill that in.
So Congressman Ruta comes out on Saturday at the Neighborhood Congregational Church. It's over on St. Anne's Drive. What can we expect on Saturday?
Well, the meeting's going to start at 11, and Congressman Ruta will get there around noon. One of the issue areas that people identify, which is kind of funny, is tariffs.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. They're very much in the news right now. I mean, 2 years ago, I don't think anybody would have thought that anybody would be talking about tariffs. Right. But so we're going to have a young woman, actually a high school student, who's going to make a presentation on tariffs.
Beautiful.
It's great. And that's one of the things we're trying to tap into expertise. And she went to some seminar at Yale over the summer and has learned a lot about it. And she's going to share that with everybody. Almost gave away my New York accent.
And, almost. You gave it away as soon as you opened your mouth.
And then I'm going to start it with just giving people a basic idea of what this whole movement is about or right. what we're trying to start. And then Congressman Ruta will join us at noon. He'll be answering three questions that are specific to issue areas that we've gotten into in detail.
Okay.
Student aid and college costs, renewable energy, and then tariffs. And then it'll just be a Q&A with the congressman.
All right. But not in a town hall setting. I read that it's not really going to be like
a town hall. It's really interesting that if you call it a town hall,
right.
then we would lose control over who could attend.
Okay.
And we want this to be for communities. So we want to make sure that people who live in Laguna Beach sort of get dibs on attending.
Right.
So, yeah. So, and that'll be true in any other district. I was kind of, or any other community. I was kind of surprised that, like, we initially just let it open and they got in touch with us and said, town hall meetings require their own thing.
It's a different animal entirely.
It's a different animal. We thought you were doing this privately. Please, let's stick to the plan. And I think my own insecurity about whether or not, you know, whether or not we could fill the room. And they were like, hey, we're perfectly fine if it's just 50 people. That'd be great.
But that room is going to be full, I'm sure. Laguna Beach is into it.
Laguna Beach is a very, very active community. Right. So it's going to be interesting. We're asking people to register, but I was saying to one of the gentlemen who works with me, we can expect a lot of people just to show up.
Off the top of your head, you know the registration, where to register?
If people reach out to info@congressionalcommunities.org, again, that's info@congressionalcommunities.org, we'll give you the information you need. We'd like them to just send their name, their city and zip.
Okay.
That's it. No personal information beyond that. We're not going to be selling this tracking. It's just sort of have a list.
Just to know who's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Have enough cookies out, you know?
honestly, that's kind of what it is. Yeah. Make sure you have enough coffee, enough chairs, and enough treats.
Yeah. Now, I went to the very, very first meeting over at the Susie Q Center that you had, and I was astonished at how many... I was expecting everyone to be like me, an old fogey with... But I was astonished at how many young people were interested and how the youth movement... You've gotten young people interested in this.
Very much so. I mean, this woman who's going to be doing the presentation is a high school student. She votes for the first time next year.
Right.
If we don't attract young people to this...
Right. What's the use, right?
Well, it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
And they've got all the energy. They've got the connections. Obviously, people of all ages are welcome. My father-in-law will be there, too. He just turned 90, which is great. Right. He'll love the fact that I just put that on the air.
I'm 89!
Yeah, so it's good, though.
All right. And next on the horizon for you, where do we go from here?
Well, we're going to reach out to... We want to build out this district.
Okay.
And then we want to essentially go national with it. We've got to update... We're improving the website so that people can get connected there. But the initial thing is people can start this without... We don't want to overcomplicate it. Basically, if you want to start, reach out to us. Make sure you have the right mind frame, that you can truly be nonpartisan.
Right. That's important.
It's critical because
otherwise
you shut people out.
There you go.
Yeah, we there's another group in this district, and they do a lot of really good work. And they came to some of our meetings, and I think to check us out and actually try to beg us off the idea.
Right.
Yeah, believe it or not, that's one of the things they asked us to do. But they were telling me they're nonpartisan. But when I went to one of their meetings, during the summer before the election, they were handing out a card on how you should vote.
Right.
And everybody on that card was a Democrat. And I thought, well, okay, you can be nonpartisan in name, but you actually have to be it in action.
You got
to
walk the walk.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If we get founders in these communities who are truly nonpartisan, who when they go to the meeting can leave their own opinions at the door and make sure they're sharing accurate information. If we become that source where people say, if you go to this site, if you go to these meetings, if you look at these things, they give good info. They're not trying to tell you what to think one way or the other. They just want to lay out the facts so you can make your own decisions. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it's great. Dan Carasino, Congressional Communities, Harley Ruta on Saturday at the Neighborhood Congregational Church at 340 St. Anne's Drive. Once again, give us that website number and how we can help.
The website is congressionalcommunities.org. If they want to register for this, they can go to info@congressionalcommunities.org, and we'll send out an Eventbrite invitation to them.
All right. Anything else, Dan?
That's it. I just want to thank you again for having us on.
Thank you. I love having you on, man. And now we're going to just talk for half an hour about New York stuff, man. Right on. Dan Carasino, Congressional Communities.
Thanks.